This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome from Regis High School in Eau Claire. Mark Halverson flying solo at the moment. We may be joined by Mark Maloney. No Caleb Swenson tonight, but hang in there. He'll be back. The voice of the Max, boys and girls hoops, he'll be back. And but nonetheless, exciting night of doubleheader action as the it was the ECA Stars over CFM 2-1 in girls hockey. Exciting play over here. We had Regis boys winning in JV action 56-40. And interestingly enough, as Regis went on to state championship football in Division 7 and having their way, I mean, just an excellent team and dominant, they've only played one game. And talking to the interim athletic director, Nick White, who's talking about the fact that they had to reschedule a couple of games. So, again, the one game they did have, and PA announcer Joe Roach was good enough to I've never seen this before. Hand out game notes to yours truly. And talking about the fact that for Regis, yeah, they got clobbered in the one game they played, 81-44 to Somerset. Now, for the Spartans, they were playing their fifth game, and they were able to consistently get shots close to the basket in fashioning a 49-18 lead over the Ramblers in the half of the running clock through most of the second half. Not real familiar with that in basketball, but all right. The Ramblers were playing in their first contest with practice starting late due to that football team capturing that Division 7 state title, and congratulations to them for that. Meanwhile, Chippewa Falls McDonald at 5-0 in the latest rankings at wizsports.net. The Coaches Bowl has McDonald in the 2 seed, and why not among D5 schools as they beat the second-ranked team, Columbus Catholic from Marshfield, 61-60 last week. And so McDonald now the second-ranked team in Division 5 at 5-0. So, again, you don't have to take a lot of time to talk about Regis and their schedule to get here. Just that 81-44 loss to Somerset was last Thursday night. And for McDonald, their road here, a 74-72 win at Wausau East November 25th the next night. Winning 79-40 at Wabino Leona in that Wausau East High School Classic. Then on Friday, December 2nd at Spring Valley, a 74-67 win, winning at Marshfield Columbus Catholic 61-60 last Thursday night. A game that I had the privilege of calling last Saturday night, started at 9:15 at the Northwest Classic at Johnson Fieldhouse, EW Stout. It was the Max over Colfax, 83-65, and the tale of two halves for one Connor Mittermeier, as he was scoreless in the first half, a big goose egg, but he lit it up with 26 second half points. Certainly, Cannon Huss did finish with 28 on the night, 16-12 between the two halves, and McDonald going on to that 83-65 win over Colfax. Tonight, I mean, it's a great rivalry. You talk about some of the rivalries in this area, in the Chippewa Valley, but among the private schools, I mean, this is just a great one. And, yeah, McDonald at D5, whereas Regis, basketball-wise, more of a D4, but they're in the same conference and competing against each other, the likes of Fall Creek, I see, ranked 6th in Division 4. And Bloomer, a fine squad there consistently year in, year out as well. But these two going to get it on. Game 2 of our doubleheader. We'll take a break, come back with more in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
The Food Court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Game two of our doubleheader. Girls hockey earlier, it was the ECA Stars taking down CFM 2-1. Exciting action. JV game here earlier. Regis winning over McDonald 56-40. And the featured event here tonight is the varsity contest. McDonald and Regis 5-0. McDonald ranked second in the state in Division 5 schools against 0-1 Regis. Again, they played just one game, even though it's December 13th, because of the late start, winning the state championship football title in Division 7. As I mentioned, the public address announcer, Joe Roach, kind enough to hand out some notes this morning, this evening, so let's share some of it. He notes that you got Regis with their head coach, Connor Miller, his first season. Miller's maiden Rambler squad featuring four returning starters that forged an 11-13 record last season, playing under legendary coach Bill Allman. Miller helped lead the Ramblers to two state tournament appearances while also garnering All-Conference and All-Northwest Player of the Year honors his senior year. Meanwhile, Adam Schilling in his fifth season, coaching McDonald to a 72-36 record and 5-0 overall this season. In his fifth year at McDonald, Coach Schilling has the Macs off to that great start in non-conference play. Most recently, McDonald fashioned that 18-point win Saturday night over Colfax in that game at Stout, as we mentioned. And Schilling looks to improve on last season's overall mark of 13-14. Again, a rare down year for the Macs last year after all those consecutive appearances at state in D5 play. In Western Clover Belt Conference action, the Macs finished 7-7 in a fourth-place tie with Eau Claire Regis last year. Now, coach versus coach tonight, it's, as Joe Roach points out, it's a rare instance this evening for Rambler basketball. It's this is the first contest between the Ramblers' Connor Miller and the Macs' Adam Schilling, both of whom, Joe points out, are Regis alumni. Schilling from the class of 96 and Miller from the class of 2011. So a 15-year difference there. Against Regis, Adam Schilling owns a 4-3 victory edge. The two teams split the series last season, with the Ramblers posting a 49-48 comeback victory at Chippewa Falls in the most recent matchup. Our referees tonight, Tyler Nelson, Ryan Nelson, and Charles Morning the fourth. Chuck Morning. So my Bloomer connection from days gone by, starting play-by-play basketball in the late 80s here on WOGO. And wow, it's 2022. The years go by, don't they, folks? But Chuck Morning was a big part of that team. Well, if not the one that went to state, then in the early 90s, one of the more memorable games we ever did here. It was before they even had the double bonus. And Chad Steinmetz was the referee for the previous game. Was, I think, just a sophomore on that team. I've recounted it so many times, it was worth mentioning one more time because I don't know that we'll ever see it again, but that Dale Park coached team at Ellsworth. What were we doing a game in Ellsworth for? But we were. It was the early 90s, I think March. And Bloomer was down 94-76 with just over a minute to play. There was the three-point rule, but not the double bonus at that point. And Bloomer went on to hit not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 3-pointers. And things broke their way. They outscored. They had some steals. They were down 18, 94-76. They outscored Ellsworth 19-1 to force overtime. It was crazy, the craziest 65 seconds I can remember calling. Forcing an overtime. Unfortunately, that's when the story turned south for Bloomer, because Ellsworth outscored them 3-0 in the overtime to win that game from many years ago. I think more than 30 years ago now. So there you go, a trip down memory lane. All right, and up next for these teams, I mean, they got this game tonight. Not thinking about what's up next, but Regis is at Bloomer on Friday evening, and McDonald is at Osseo Fairchild on Friday as well, and that's a good lead into our WOGO sports calendar, which I think I have. As Mark Maloney arrives, great to see him, and he'll join the broadcast here shortly. But checking the WOGO sports calendar for you this evening, because I've hit it so well that I can't find it. There we go. Also, what's on tap? More hockey on Thursday night as the Chihai boys skating at Hobbs against Eau Claire North. A 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock drop of the puck. Greg Stewart on the call. Friday night, we're going to have Chihai boys basketball. Chihai and Hudson, whether Caleb or I, it's kind of unclear at this point. He'll be calling the play-by-play on that one Friday evening. And then, again, back at it for the second straight Monday. This time, though, it's going to be McDonald boys and Flambeau Monday the 19th. And then Tuesday the 20th, just a few days before Christmas, McDonald girls basketball at home against Bloomer. And sneaking in another one before Christmas, it's McDonald boys at Bloomer on Thursday the 22nd. All right, we better get to our Toyson Ford keys of the game, and they're brought to you. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. I'll quickly share it with you. I'm just going to go ahead and take it as Mark's getting his headset on. But I'm going to say the keys to the game: take care of the basketball, limit those turnovers, play good defense, and take good shots. And if you do that, whoever does that the best is going to win this game.
Yes, and we noticed that the other night when the boys were playing. So, you know, and Coach always alluded to coming out with a strong, fast start. So let's see how they do.
Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game. I'm Mark Halverson. He's Mark Maloney. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Game two, the nightcap of our exciting doubleheader. It was girls high school hockey earlier. Boys High School Hoops, McDonald at Regis, the second-ranked D5 team in the state. McDonald at Regis, coming up on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
From Eau Claire Regis, Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney, good to have you aboard for Boys High School Hoops tonight. Thanks again to the PA announcer, Joe Roach, for being kind enough to hand out those game notes ahead of the contest tonight. Mark, how you doing?
I am good. It's you know, I kind of took my time getting here. The weather kind of scared me a little bit, but it's rainy out there. It's really kind of coming down pretty hard right now, more so in Eau Claire than in Chippewa, but I wanted to keep the car on the road.
That's a good plan. That's a good plan for sure. All right, so let's try to meet the starters for tonight's contest. And you got, are they 5'11 junior, number one, Ian Andrews. You've got, what are they introducing everybody
McDonald's,
or what?
McDonald's right now.
Right, right, right. Now I understand that.
So they got
Aiden Misfelt.
Aiden Misfelt's out there. Eddie Mindemeyer's out there.
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong, right. Keegan Galvez is one of the starters, the 6'5 senior. Cannon Huss, the 6'3 senior.
And then Mr. Sikora.
And Jordan Sikora, the 6'2 sophomore. And, of course, Adam Schilling, the head coach. Then for Regis, you got Kendon Krogman, a 6'4 senior. And joined by Jaron Payne, the 5'10 senior. Number 12, 5'8 senior. Number 12, Josh Brickner. Also, you got 6'3 senior, number 22, Cooper Dykes. And wrapping up their starting lineup is 5'10 sophomore, number 23, Owen Weissenberger, and Connor Miller, their head coach, the 2011 alum. So fine player from the days gone by, right?
He was a very good player back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Talk about this rivalry, Regis and McDonald, and it's a long-lasting one.
Oh, it goes way, way back.
Yeah.
You know, so back to the St. Pat's days, I think, before it was Eau Claire Regis, and it goes way back there. But, you know, the kids like it, like playing each other here. Obviously, we've teamed up with Regis on a couple of venues here, so some of these guys are kind of friends, but they still like the high competition out here against each other.
And it's, again, McDonald in the road blue uniforms with the white numerals, lettering, and trim, and Regis in the home white uniforms with the green numerals, lettering, and trim, and it'll be Regis underneath their own basket.
Yeah, and I thought it looked like they called a foul on Eddie Mindemeyer, but...
But we don't see it posted.
No,
so,
I don't
all right.
see it. So.
Two 18-minute halves, and we're just underway. Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney, good to have you aboard. Again, Regis ball as they go left to right on the outside, working around to Brickner at the point, thinking about a three, Jaron Payne, and knocked out of bounds. Again, good aggressive defense. We saw it from the Max Saturday night in that win over Colfax.
Yes, and they're sitting in their 2-3 zone right now as opposed to their 1-3-1 trapping. They'll switch it up. Give them a different look all the time.
Regis, this is only their second game, so.
Yeah, people kind of made the comment that Regis is going to be a little bit rusty coming off that long football run there.
Right, but hey, they'll take a championship, right?
Exactly.
And convincing. They won it. No question about who the best football team in D7 in the state was. It was Eau Claire Regis.
Yep.
There's the outside shot by Payne. He gets the three-pointer, and they're underway with a 3-0 lead are the Regis Ramblers. As the Macs now into the forecourt, bringing it right to left. And that's Eddie Mittermeier, who was so red hot in the second half with 26 points in that win on Saturday night. After nothing in the first half, so you never know, right?
Yeah.
How streaky is Eddie shooting?
Well, once he gets into that zone, you know, he'll hit them all.
5'11 senior is in the left corner. He likes the corner.
Yep. And again, and Aiden Misfeld out there is a great shooter also. And
Cannon Huss, outstanding scorer inside and out. They go down low to the sophomore. Sikora misses the shot. Then getting the rebound, Huss, and he got fouled. Good job by Cannon Huss getting that rebound. And Huss going to the free throw line with 16:28 to go first half.
That's a good crashing of the boards there. Keep that ball alive.
And the foul going on 22, Cooper Dykes, his first personal and first team foul. As Huss to the free throw line, and Cannon is a 75% free throw shooter. He's 18 out of 24 so far this season. Missed that one.
He'll make this one.
6'3 senior. Very fine player. Second one is on the money. Yeah, you called it, Mark.
Yep, he doesn't miss many.
So it's a 3-1 game. And into the forecourt come the Ramblers across the timeline against a little bit of light McDonald pressure. And a steal by Huss. Good job that time. And now the McDonald offense triggered down the floor. There's Mittermeier, left corner. Got it.
See?
4-3.
That tells me he's going to feel it right off the bat.
Why not? And the Macs take their first lead of the game at 4-3. And down low, Regis the other end. Shot put up. It rattles out of there. No good. Unkind for Cooper Dykes. And the Macs want to run. Here comes Eddie. Fast Eddie bounces at left corner. Sikora cutting.
Nice
Huss
pass.
For two more. Oh, beautiful basketball for the second-ranked D5 team in the state, McDonald. And they lead it 6-3.
Jordan Sikora with a nice pass to a cutting. Cannon cut.
Cut around on the outside. Regis, and they're going to throw it away. And again, a little bit rusty here early, Mark.
Yep. It's going to show.
And the Macs will take over, leading at 6-3. And again, they were down 3-0. So McDonald on a 6-0 surge at the moment. Into the forecourt, the pass from Misfeldt, the corner to Mittermeier. Mittermeier's pass on top to Misfeldt. Back to Eddie. Fast Eddie from the left corner. Got it. Two in a row. 9-3. And a timeout, Regis.
Yes, they need that right now.
9-3 Macs on a 9-0 run. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
30 seconds.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Nine to three, McDonald. After falling behind 3-0, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com.
Now they're in the 1-3-1 here.
So changing it up after that timeout by Connor Miller. As the Ramblers, a couple of turnovers early. There's the shot outside.
Ooh.
And knocking it down is Jaron Payne, his second three-pointer. So he's carrying them so far, 9-6 McDonald.
He's got a smooth shot.
Yeah, he does. And now the Macs on the attack right to left. Mittermeier with six, continuing where he left off on Saturday night, Mark. And now Cannon Huss get a miss from the right corner. And the rebound down to the Ramblers. And Owen Weissenberger advances it. They go left baseline. They work it to the right side. Brickner for a third three. Off the mark, no. They get the rebound. It comes down to Krogman. Whistle and a foul. And Kendon Krogman, the 6'4 senior, gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line with 14:28 left first half. Max up by three.
Aiden Misfeldt getting that foul.
All right, so for Aiden, his first personal and first team foul.
Yes.
First free throw is, just on the front of the rim, no good. Interesting, you know, for Chi High, somebody wearing, they've got a player with zero, and then Krogman here for Regis. You know, a lot of times you won't see that.
Yeah, I think Cooper Mittermeier is zero.
Yeah, you're right. McDonald. Yeah, both teams. So that's and he missed both free throws, actually.
Yes.
So McDonald getting a break as Krogman misses both from the charity stripe. And the Max get it back, and there's the shot. Miss foul, showing he can bring it too.
Same corner. They like this corner over here.
Yeah, Aiden Misfelt unloading a three to go with the two that we had earlier from Eddie Mittermeier. And now the Max lead it 12-6, riding those three-pointers. Regis going to try to answer. Rattles out. No good for 23, Owen Weissenberger, the sophomore. And out of bounds to McDonald, leading it 12-6.
Good hustle there on the rebounds. They tied it up for the jump ball. Possession going McDonald way.
Yep. And Eddie will bring it across the timeline. They work it left side to Sikora. And a misfelt in the left corner where he buried that three a short time ago.
Yeah, they might want to watch that corner.
One has to wonder, you know, I think there's teams where they talk about just shooting three-pointers. It seems like more and more that, you know, what basketball is becoming is just a three-point shooting contest.
Yes.
And again, there's penetration involved too. As a turn and Huss hits a 15-footer left side of the free throw line, Max lead it 14-6. 13-24 left first half. Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney. Game two of our doubleheader, girls high school hockey. It was ECA, the Stars over CFM, and a good one, 2-1. Came right down to the end. Three-point attempt off the mark, no good. Missed that time by Josh Brickner. As Jaron Payne, actually, I might have miscalled it earlier. Jaron Payne had knocked in the two threes for them.
Ooh.
And there's a long shot. No good. Missed that time by
Keegan Galvez.
Yeah.
He wanted
Keegan
to get
Galvez.
In on
yeah, he wanted to get in on the action.
There's a
steal. Deflection
and
the third. Regis turnover. McDonald forces it at the other end, laying it up too hard. Whistle and a foul. And that'll be Keegan Galvez going to the free throw line, the 6'5 senior for the Max, who lead it 14-6. And that is going to go on Josh Brickner, first personal and second team foul.
Regis faithful weren't real happy with that call.
Yeah, it was a little close and just a little too soft on that toss there. Hey, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com.
Keegan came up a little bit short on that free throw. He wasn't liking that.
Yeah, second one from Galvez. It rattles out. No good. And the rebound comes away to the Ramblers. Keegan came in 50%, 3-for-6 before those two misses, dropping to about 38%. And now the Ramblers work it around against that McDonald 1-3-1 zone after starting with a 2-3. On the outside, Payne. He'll penetrate inside of the free throw line. Looks for a teammate after picking up the dribble. Good job by Mittermeier knocking it away, but nearly off of the intended Rambler, the freshman Blake Ristler off the bench. Max lead at 14-6.
Good hustle.
And Regis in the backcourt will get things rolling here. Jaron Payne with all their points, Mark, in the first 5.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Those two three-pointers.
Oh,
and good defense
one.
Out on top, and it's going to be... Oh, over and back, and Connor Miller doesn't like it, and he's going to say, and he's taking it up with the referee here, but it's going to be a Regis turnover. They're going to say the McDonald player did not touch it.
Well, say it went off of the Regis
so Max
player first.
Getting some Ramblers. I don't have McDonald with the turnover so far, so they're taking good care of the basketball, pretty good shooting, and leading at 14-6 here at Regis against the Ramblers. McDonald's sixth game of the year. Regis is second. Certainly that's an advantage for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier into the contest, the 5'9 sophomore, Eddie's younger brother. And also you got 34, Asher Rozowski had a good game the other night, the 6-foot senior. Yeah, he dropped a couple of threes in that game. All right, Max, deliberate possession now. Ticking toward 11 minutes and 40 seconds in this first half. Eddie Mittermeier gets fouled. Oh, but no call.
Yeah,
he got knocked to the floor and... Again, you never know where acting comes in, but there seemed to be contact. No foul called, and there was a block. It hit the side of the backboard.
Yeah, they said they didn't hit it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. But.
That was weird. That was odd because it was blocked. All right, so Regis with it. And that is zero. Kendon Krogman in the left corner, and a whistle and a foul. Chuck Mourning with that call on Cannon Huss, his first. And for the Macs, they're second as a team with 11:26 left first half. Some substitutions now for McDonald. We'll see 5 and 44 enter the game. That's Grant Smisky, the sophomore, and Miles Flanagan, the junior.
And then Cannon a break, and Egan a break.
Yeah. Hey, a 14-6 lead. You got an opportunity to do that. And they'll get on top to Krogman. Ramblers down by 8. Looking for somebody else to add to the scoring beyond Jaron Payne, right?
Yeah.
And then the deep left corner of Weisenberger gets it on top. Krogman finds an open shooter in the right corner, partially blocked, nice block. And out Eddie of bounds yep. to Regis.
Eddie got a nice block on that one.
On Jaron Payne, the guy who has been the sharpshooter yeah. for them. Fast Eddie was fast with his hands there. He's got not real tall at 5'11", but getting the job done with the block. Out on top to Krogman. Krogman going to work on the defender out there, number 5, Grant Smisky, a bit, the way that 2-3 zone is set up. So they're changing it up. Yep. Looks like going back to the 2-3, alternating. And inside of 11 minutes now in this first half, Regis taking their time down by 8. 14-6 McDonald. Open shooter right side, but Krogman's going to spin, try to drive. Bounce pass through McDonald defenders. McDonald fights for it, comes up with it. Oh. Smisky gets called for a trap. Yeah. But it was a Regis turnover first and then a McDonald. And the Macs first turnover of the night. That's not bad, Mark. I mean, you're talking about 7 minutes and 22 seconds.
Yeah, and that was just Grant having a little too much momentum there. And
yeah. All right. Regis with the ball against this McDonald 2-3 zone. Looking for somebody to score other than Payne on those three-pointers. Krogman's going to fire and hit one. That's a two-pointer for Krogman. And it's a 14-8 game. Ramblers trying to get some firepower. And into the forecourt comes Eddie Mittermeier. Bringing it right to left. Left side to Smisky, the football quarterback. Coming off the bench here for the basketball team. And Max taking their time. Also, both Mittermeiers in. Cooper. They work it into the left corner a bit to Asher Rozowski. On top to Eddie. Well, you got to like Eddie in the corner, but right now they're kind of having him run the show, right?
Yeah.
He nailed those 2 3-pointers from this left corner, though.
Kind of.
Cooper Mittermeier thought about it, but thought better. Grant Smisky in the right corner, going to penetrate baseline. Picked up double team. Knocked out of bounds by Regis's Owen Weisenberger. And the Max will inbound on the far side. We're edging towards the halfway point of the first half. 9:43 left here before intermission. Max leading it 14-8 on WOGO.
The Max don't have a lot of shooting power out there on the floor right now.
Mm. Yeah, and Cannon Huss on the bench. There's Cooper Mittermeier for 3 off the back iron. No. Max skying for the rebound almost. Then Eddie Mittermeier picks up the loose change off the back iron. No. Rebound whistle and a foul on Cooper Mittermeier. Yeah. But Max had a couple of cracks at it.
Good hustle there by Cooper going after that loose ball. We'll take those loose ball fouls all day.
It's got to be fun to play with your brother.
Yes. Cooper kind of shot up. He was a little bit shorter last year, but he kind of sprouted up a little bit over the summer.
A lot of times those younger ones can be as good or better because they've had, you know, kind of the sharpening. As the Max come away with a steal, the 6th turnover, Eddie into the forecourt. They get it to Rozowski on the right side. A good distance from the hoop. Working it to Cooper Mittermeier. Grant Smisky on top now. See if they can get Eddie open in a corner. Eddie now free throw line extended. And he's going to call for it on the point. Working against... What kind of defense are we seeing here with Regis now?
They're playing like a 2-1-2.
Like three-pointer. Eddie hits another one. This one on the right wing. His 3rd 3 continuing the cooking. From Saturday night, 17-8 McDonald.
He was a couple feet outside the line.
Yeah. He's not afraid. He's fearless. And it's 7 McDonald at their biggest lead of the game at 9 now. Ramblers inside of that three-point lane. Missing the shot. No good. That was 21. Blake Ristler, the 6-foot freshman. McDonald into the forecourt. Smisky on top to Eddie Mittermeier. Boy, what a touch. What a wonderful touch. Rozowski, a long 3. Ooh. He's going to miss that one, and the rebound comes down to Krogman for the Ramblers. Krogman advancing down the floor, and he charged. Ooh. Oh, they're going to call a block. I thought the position was set there.
Yeah.
But the referee has the whistle. I don't. And a whistle and a foul on Eddie Mittermeier.
I think if Eddie would have got set a little bit earlier and taken the fall,
probably
gotten that call. Yeah. But with him moving backwards, they're going to.
Not one of the more pleasant things in all sports right there, right?
No.
What do you liken that to in football? Taking a charge in basketball is like what in football?
Well, it's just a good block.
Yeah, right.
You know, taking a good block there.
Yeah.
Opening it up for a running back is same as taking a charge.
Sure. A little more contact sport. This is not supposed to be a contact sport, basketball. 17-8, Mac, 7:53 left, first half. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call them at 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Three-point attempt off the rim. No good. Missed that time for Jaron Payne, but he's going to get the long rebound. Payne on the penetration has it knocked away. Whistle and a McDonald foul with 7:40 left in the first half.
Put that one on Miles.
Yeah, Miles Flanagan.
I think Aiden Misfeldt had all ball. It had almost a steal on that one, but then Miles was the next person in line that drew a little contact.
And Payne will hit the first free throw. There wasn't a lot at WizSports.net in terms of Rambler stats. They'd only played one game, and so I can't give you any free throw percentages. My apologies. Second, Payne is really carrying his load. He missed the second one. And the rebound, Cannon Huss has returned in for the Max now.
Yep, they're back to having some power out there now.
And McDonald working it right to left. Huss, free throw line, just working in the lane. Cooper Mittermeier misses the three on the front iron, but a good rebound yanked down that time by Keegan Galvez.
Ooh.
Shot up and no good by Huss. And
oh,
yanking the rebound.
Was Eddie.
It? Eddie?
That was
okay,
Eddie.
Eddie,
that
okay.
Was halfway down and bounced back out.
I looked down for a second. Thanks. And Regis going to save the ball, and a good hustle that time on the baseline by Cooper Dykes. They work it around. Three-point attempt. No, Payne thinks better of it. Works it to Brickner. Back on top to Payne. Max back to that 1-3-1 zone. So back and forth. Keeping Regis off kilter a little bit in terms of how to attack it.
Yeah. Trying to get Payne that shot.
And Payne gets inside the three-point line back to Brickner. He'll penetrate a bit. He finds a teammate on the left wing. They work it down low. Work it back to Brickner. Right corner. There's the shot. Krogman misses. No good. And Cannon Huss chasing that rebound down to midcourt, but it's retrieved by Brickner for Regis. The Ramblers get it to Payne. Whistle and foul on McDonald. I think Cooper Mittermeier.
Yep, he'll pick up his second.
And number two on Cooper with 6:23 left in the half, and the Max leading at 17-9. Six fouls on McDonald, just two on Regis so far.
Jordan Socorro will come in and give Cooper a little break.
And also Owen Weisenberger for Regis to spell David Ricciardi, the 6'4 sophomore. All right, so Ramblers' possessions are pretty deliberate, which is kind of an advantage for the Max since they lead it by eight.
Yeah, and they're keeping them out on the perimeter.
Right, yeah, doing a good job of that. As the zone is intended to do, right, to kind of say, okay, go ahead and beat us from the outside if you can. You know, you look for that zone breaker, outside shooter. Payne earlier had a couple. He's got seven of their nine. McDonald, good defense, though, again, held Colfax to 65 the other night. And there's the three-point attempt from the left corner. Missed that time by Owen Weisenberger, the sophomore, out of bounds to Regis. So Regis is getting some advantages on some of these rebounds.
Yes. That's what happens when you shoot those threes
and
they're coming off the rim.
Right.
You got another timeout here.
5:47 left in the half. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. WDOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
McDonald leads it 17-9, 5:47 left first half. Regis basketball.
Yeah, Regis is, moving that ball around the perimeter. That's what we want him to do.
Right.
And sort of taking care of it, but.
But McDonald, you got to love the fact that Regis has only 9 points, and again.
Yeah. And they're taking a long time to generate any kind of points.
Eddie Mitemeyer's hit 3 3-pointers for McDonald. Cannon Huss, kind of below his average a little bit for the Max with just the 1 free throw so far. There's a shot up by number 3, Jaron Payne, the senior, no good. Max take it on the fast break, and then the ball goes through the hands of Keegan Galvez and out of bounds for the Max second turnover.
Yeah, they had a 3-on-1.
Yeah.
They need to take advantage of that.
Eddie frustrated with that one. It did hit Keegan in the hands, but just...
There's a lot of speed going down the floor.
Right, right. And Max, a little bit of light pressure into the forecourt. The Ramblers bringing it left to right. Final 5 minutes of this first half. Stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show of highlights, stats, check of the WOGO sports calendar, and more.
See, and I think Regis is content with just running some clock time here and keeping the score down.
I guess, yeah. Maybe they don't want to get into a track meet with the Max.
I don't think so.
Krogman. Gets on the outside to Weisenberger. He'll shoot and miss. Rebound down to the Max, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld into the forecourt. Max bringing it right to left against the Regis defense here. Looks like a 2-1-2.
Yep.
Yeah, working around Misfeld on the left side. Down low is Cannon Huss. Right side, Sikora. Down low to Huss. He gets double teamed. One dribble, like a man. Yes. Like a man among boys. Cannon Huss.
That was a mismatch there, and he knew it.
He is just authoritative, you know?
And a steal by Eddie.
Fast Eddie on the fast break. Sakura's going to lay it in.
Nice.
And the Max go up 21-9.
Credit that one to Eddie's defensive play.
Outstanding. Ooh. As the Max get themselves a 12-point lead, whistle and a McDonald foul with 3:53 left in the half. And the Max enjoying their biggest lead of the night at 12.
They kind of bailed him out on that one.
Adam Schilling talking to Chuck Mourning about it. And to their free throw line goes number 12, Josh Brickner, the 5'8 senior.
They're in the bonus already with 3:53 left.
First one from Brickner. Off the back iron, no good. And fighting for the rebound, Galvez knocks it, and the Max get it into the forecourt. And Eddie Mitemeyer taking it right baseline. You know, you get so much focus on his outside shooting, but he's quick. He is... He can, don't take this wrong, but I have to say he shot so well the other night. He did kind of high school Steph Curry images, okay? That's all I'm saying. Because he's not, real, heavy or anything. There's a shot from Aiden Misfeld from long range, no good. Rebound, Cannon Huss, again like a man. Cannon Huss, like a man among boys. 23-9, McDonald.
Had great position over his player and just ripped it down and put it back in for an easy layup.
Wow. Both fun to watch, and the Max now asserting themselves 6 points, and Cannon Huss, it's just like he's just kind of like Thor said, enough.
There's a travel.
And a travel, and the Ramblers' seventh turnover. It doesn't matter what these schools play. It could be tiddlywinks.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is, each one loves to beat the other one, right?
Yes.
And so there is, across McDonald Land tonight, there's still a lot of time left, but right now, the Max fans are feeling good. 23-9, Max up on Regis. Cross-court pass out on top to Aiden Misfeld. Back in the corner, fast Eddie! Off the rim, no good. Rebound coming away. Jaron Payne leading the fast break. Dishes, left side, baseline is good for 23. Owen Weisenberger, the sophomore, gets his first two. 23-11, Max.
It's a good break there by Regis.
Fortunate Eddie missed that one. Yeah. Otherwise, that lead would have grown all the way to 17. On top, Misfelt.
It's his spot, too, in the corner.
I'm telling you, folks, this Spax team is fun to watch. Catch them whenever you can at home. You know, get out and watch some road games. Make sure you listen to us on the radio. Socorro out near the timeline. 2:20 left in the half. 23-11 McDonald. They've led by as many as 14. And a whistle and a foul.
The hand check.
Yeah. On the Ramblers with 2:13 left in the half. 23-11 Max, and that's the second personal on Cooper Dykes, the 6'3 senior for Coach Connor Miller. Eddie Mittermeier will inbound it. He does. He'll work it around on the outside. Eddie for the three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. You get yourself surprised when he misses. And then Galvez misses, and it comes away to the Ramblers. But a good offensive rebound there by Galvez.
Yeah.
At the other end, Ramblers now trying to get this back to single digits. They can with a three-pointer. Down by 12. Krogman on top. Bounces the pass. They work it on the outside to Payne. And now he'll set it on top. Work it to Brickner. Brickner, number 12, is still scoreless on the night. Missed that free throw. Ball out of bounds. Ramblers will maintain it. Clock at 1:40. 100 seconds left in the half. 23-11. Max up. And McDonald trailed early 3-0 after the Ramblers got a three-pointer from Payne, but quickly got ahead 4-3 and have not even been tied since then. As two Ramblers will check out, Brickner and Cooper Dykes. And into the game, Blake Rissler, the 6-foot freshman. And also you got Owen Weissenberger, the 5'10 sophomore. So a good mixture of seniors and youth for this Regis team. As Payne on top, they're working around on the outside. Boy, this Max defense just taking away any interior scoring from Regis. And they're very deliberate. Only 11 right now. Final 80 seconds of the half. Missing the three-pointer, Payne. Max with it. Cannon hustles with the rebound. He'll dribble it down himself. He'll find Eddie. Final minute 10 of this first half. Hy-Vee halftime show coming up. Right corner, Huss. Cannon has asserted himself here in the last few minutes. Down low, he's falling down, and a travel is called. No contact noted, but ...61 seconds left in the half, and they're asking for somebody to maybe wipe up the perspiration out there.
Yeah. Coach Schilling is in the rough saying, well, he doesn't just fall down by himself.
Right. But how do you work the refs in football? How good does that work? Because we see it in basketball a lot.
Yeah.
But that gives a lot more of the reputation.
Yeah. You know, when you get on the, you get your sideline referee on your side, and you can kind of get in his ear a little bit. I just like having fun with the referees in football. Give him a little talk in the ear and let them know what I thought of a call.
Make sure they're looking for something that you see happening out there, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, 23-11, Regis down. They've got the ball. There's the three-pointer from the outside is good for 23, Owen Weissenberger, the sophomore. He's got five now, and the Ramblers do cut it to a nine-point game at 23-14. Final 38 seconds. Down low, Cannon Huss again. He goes up. He misses it, gets it, puts it in. He's just got a determination here in these last few minutes, Mark, that he is not going to be denied.
No, and he's probably a little frustrated that he didn't get the foul call there. And there should have been one.
Right. Yeah, and he's been scoring right around that hoop. And that's where a huge advantage for the Max, those interior points. Regis not finding that against this McDonald zone defense. The final 12 seconds now until intermission.
I'm sure they're going to want.
Yeah, looking for one last. Payne drives inside the free throw line. Then he looks to get it back out. Krogman's three-pointer comes up a little bit short. Rebound McDonald, Smisky, and that'll do it. Halftime, our score, McDonald 25 and Regis 14. We're back in 2 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
It's time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings in the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. 25-14 our score at halftime. Game two of our hockey basketball doubleheader earlier in girls high school hockey. It was the ECA Stars skating past CFM 2-1, an exciting contest with Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan on the call. Earlier, the JV game won by Regis 56-40, but the Max varsity has been in command here, leading by as many as 14, leading by 11 at halftime, 25-14. Again, the Max trail 3-0 early, and before you knew it, though, grabbed a 4-3 lead and quickly made that 6-3, 9-3, and built up a lead. And again, it stuck around 17-8, 17-9, and then the Max went on a 6-0 run, upping it to 23-9. Cannon Huss kind of leading away on that, and we get to halftime with a score of 25-14. And I think Cannon Huss, four of his field goals right around the basket in those late moments of the first half. He and Eddie Mittermeier unofficially with nine to lead the way for the Max in that first half. Some of our highlights on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Let's give it a listen here on WOGO Sports. Down the floor. There's Mittermeier, left corner. Got Ooh, it. See? 4-3.
That tells me he's going to feel it right off the bat.
It's going to show.
And the Max will take over, leading at 6-3. And again, they were down 3-0. So McDonald on a 6-0 surge at the moment. Into the forecourt, the pass from Misfelt, the corner to Mittermeier. Mittermeier's pass on top to Misfelt. Back to Eddie. Fast Eddie from the left corner. Got it. Two in a row. 9-3. And a timeout, Regis. Forecourt. Max bringing it right to left. Against the Regis defense here. Looks like a 2-1-2 or?
Yep.
Yeah. Working around Misfelt on the left side. Down low is Cannon Huss. Right side, Sikora. Down low to Huss. He gets double teamed. One dribble. Like a man. Yes. Like a man among boys. Cannon yeah. Huss.
That was a mismatch there, and he knew it.
He is just authoritative, you know?
And a steal by Eddie.
Fast Eddie on the fast break. Sikora's going to lay it in.
Nice.
And the Max go up 21-9. So there you go, some of our highlights in this first half of basketball as the Ramblers out to a, actually the Max out to a 25-14 lead, led by as many as 14. Again, leading the way for McDonald, Huss and Eddie Mittermeier each with nine. Meanwhile, for Eau Claire Regis, again, that's unofficially, but Regis led by Jaron Payne, his seven, also five from Owen Weissenberger. But McDonald defensively has to like the fact, wow, holding Regis is 14 points, a lot of deliberate possessions. Only Regis' second game, the McDonald Max sixth game of the season. Max coming in here, the second-ranked Division V team in the state with that 5-0 record. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, get ourselves ready for we'll check that Wogo Sports calendar and also look ahead to the second half of basketball as Chippewa Falls McDonald boys leading Eau Claire Regis on the road tonight, 25-14, WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Halftime, 25-14, McDonald boys up at Regis. Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney, time for some military shout-outs, Mark.
Yes, thank you. And we're going to get everything up to date here, so we got a lot of catching up to do. We'll start off with our son, Glenn Maloney, and his wife, Linda, and our granddaughter, Rosalie, out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. And we're happy to announce that Glenn and Linda and Rosalie is about to have a baby sister in April. So that's going to be something that they've been working on for quite a while.
Nice.
So Rosalie turned 5, so she's really looking forward to having a baby sister.
All right.
Our son, Alex Maloney, down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, is on his – he's going to be coming home for Christmas next Tuesday. I'm going to head over to the cities and pick him up. Joey Kabishik out at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. He is currently doing some temporary duty in Greece, and Joey was recently married this last summer, so congratulations to Joey and his new wife. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are out of Dover Air Force Base. Nicole was over in South Korea for quite a while, and she is going to get stationed back in Japan for 3 years, so they're going to be moving over there in February, I believe. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad that I had for a football player. He's down at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Passant Bovey from Chippewa Falls is in the 133rd Civil Engineers, the Minnesota Air Force National Guard, my old stomping grounds where I was active in there for 16 years. Kristen Levesser Davis is also in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis, and she was active duty for quite a while, and she's back in Chippewa with her husband, Travis. Carter Billen is working security force out at Fairchild Air Force Base, Washington. And John Hayden is from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson is another one of my Colfax football players back in the day, is active duty in the Navy, and I got to meet up with him over the summertime. He was home for a little bit. He's looking really good. He's on a nuke sub, doing really well. Wayne Trimble is a McDonald grad, is currently at Fort McCoy and is getting ready to retire in a couple of years. Noah Stewart, a Chi High grad, I just talked with him on Facebook today, and he's down at Lackland Air Force Base and proud to say that he was just promoted to senior airman. So nice job, Noah. Ellie Eckes and McDonald grads in the Army National Guard. Chuck Gardo is a Chi High grad. I got to catch up with him. He's in the Marine Corps, was in Hawaii. I don't know if he's still there. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is in the Air Force at Germany, and found out from his grandma that I work with that he is just recently married also. And then Matt Pulver, to round it off, is a pilot flying reconnaissance RC-135s out of Office Air Force Base, Nebraska. So again, during these holidays, we wish these service people and military people all over the world be safe, and thank you for everything you do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. What an outstanding job. Thank you for that. Again, quickly on the WOGO Sports calendar, it's going to be Chi-High boys skating at Eau Claire North on Thursday night, 6:40 the pregame, and Chi-High boys basketball, 6:55 the projected start time coming up on Friday night at home against Hudson. Looking to bounce back from that tough game against Onalaska last night. 25-14, McDonald leading it by 11, and the Ramblers going right to left to start the second half. We'd have some corrections in the scoring, too. It's Cannon Huss with 11 and Josh Socorro with 2, Eddie Mittermeier with 9, and 3 for Aiden Misfeld. Meanwhile, for the Ramblers leading the way, Jaron Payne with the 6 points. Also 5 for Owen Weisenberger and 2 for Kendon Krogman.
And again, the McDonald defense here has just given Regis all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, taking their time, and Krogman's pass out on top. They work it around Brickner. He'll go by the initial defender and shoot and hit. He got by that initial defender, Aiden Misfeld, and got the open shot. And Brickner's first points of the night makes it 25-16. So the Macs by 9 have led by as many as 14. McDonald has it stolen away. Brickner took it away from Eddie Mittermeier. And now Ramblers looking to assert themselves at the start of this second half against that McDonald 1-3-1 zone. On top in it is Keegan Galvez. And that's tough because he's 6'5". He's got the long wingspan, right?
Yes, yeah. And when they run that 1-3-1, he's the one out there.
Yeah. And on the baseline now, Krogman hanging in the air, banks it in, and Regis starting to make a move. 25-18 game. And the Max now, Aiden Misfeld will bring it. Regis out to a 4-0 start here in the second half. Misfeld on the right side trying to drive, whistle, and a foul is going to go on Owen Weisenberger, the 5'10 sophomore, his first, and the first on Ramblers as a team here in the second half with 16:15 left in regulation. Cannon Hustle inbounded for the Max underneath their own basket as they go left to right here in half number two from the Regis gym. Huss looking to get it in, and on top, Eddie Mittermeier works it around. Socorro penetrating as the ball knocked away. Another steal for the Ramblers. Racing down, they lost the ball out of bounds.
Control.
Otherwise, it would have been cut to a 5-point game.
Yes.
But look out, here come the Ramblers.
And they're playing a man-to-man defense.
And now a little bit of pressure, too, that Connor Miller adding in for his guys. And Aiden Misfeld will slowly get it across the timeline. No hurry. 16 minutes left in the half. Max looking for their first points since intermission. On the outside, Galvez. Ooh, and again, they're getting aggressive. And that time, Brichter gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar trying to come up with a steal. But trying to get a little physical with Eddie Mittermeier there.
Yeah, they're trying to keep the ball out of his hands. That's why I think they went to that man-to-man.
But they had two steals already, and they almost had a third there again. It was a proper call for a foul. And the second personal on Brickner and the second for the Ramblers as a team here in the second half. Galvez on top. Mittermeier open for a long three. Got it.
My
Eddie
goodness.
Mittermeier makes it 28-18 McDonald.
That was another long shot.
Yeah, he buried it. And now into the forecourt. Here comes the Ramblers. 15 and a half minutes left. And McDonald up by 10. Ramblers switch the defense to a 2-3 after starting at a 1-3-1. Coach Adam Schilling, himself a Regis alum from 96, back here coaching against his alma mater. Baseline shot no good, missed by Krogman, rebound Cannon Huss. Long outlet pass, he finds Mittermeier, great feed. Galvez, three-point attempt on the left wing, comes up short for the sophomore. Socorro and the Ramblers at the other end, and then Aiden Misfeld scrambling around. They're diving like it's a fumble in football.
They were. That was
multiple
a good scrum.
Bodies, yeah. And it's going to be McDonald basketball. Or is it? Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
And so the Regis turnover, their eighth unofficially. Max with five. Well, it was a pretty pass. You know, Huss got it to Eddie, and Eddie just really quick pass. They worked it to the outside. Unfortunately, Sakura couldn't hit the three.
Nope, that was great. Great passing there.
I mean, you could tell that where as before Eddie even got the ball, he knew where he was going with it, right? So.
And again, great hustle play by Aiden Misfeld getting on the floor to start that whole scrum.
Yeah. 28-18, Max up by 10 with the basketball. Misfeld wide open for three. They had no respect for him, and he misses the top of the key. And the rebound comes down to the Max. Eddie, left corner, missed it. No. Rebound tipped up Galvez. Oh. Misfeld, whistle. No basket. Why?
And a foul. A foul on Keegan.
So Keegan Galvez away from the ball, getting called for his first personal. And for the Max, their first as a team. 14:34 left here, second half. McDonald up 10. In the backcourt, Brickner, they bring it across the timeline. Payne and a steal, and the Max take it away again. Fast break, but the Ramblers take it right back. The intensity has picked up here, Mark. And Payne all the way in, misses the shot, and the rebound misfelt. Boy, he was able to stride right through the defense, but Max catch a break there. Left corner, Sakura. Maybe his confidence a little bit low now. He's way outside. Misfeld on top. Ticking toward 14 minutes left in this second half. Max up by 10. Sakura, the sophomore, works it right side to Misfeld. Aiden, 5'11", senior. Mix into the paint. Bounce feed down low. Huss has a shot blocked and a foul. And that goes on Kendon Krogman, the 6'4 senior on Cannon Huss. And I think, I'm not sure, but maybe in that Regis locker room there was something about, listen, Huss on the inside, we've got to, because he had four baskets near the end of that half that were just high percentage shots as he misses the first free throw.
And again, he's a strong player down there in the paint.
He is. He came in a 75% free throw shooter. And he's 1-for-3 tonight. Looking to go to 50% on the evening with this one. And Huss hits one. All right, so 13:50 left in regulation, 29-18 McDonald. And the Max, a little bit of three-quarter court pressure. Mittermeier, and also stepping out there, Asher Rozowski, the 6-foot senior, number 34. Far side for the Ramblers, Weissenberger. They get it down low to Krogman. He'll put it up off the rim. No good. Rebound Huss. He gets it ahead to Mittermeier. Eddie, left side. Puts it up. Whistle and a foul. And fast Eddie going to the free throw line, where he is a 91% free throw shooter. His first time there tonight.
That was Payne's second foul.
Jaron Payne, the 5'10 senior. Number two on him in the fourth. The Ramblers stepping up that aggressiveness. It took him a long time to get four fouls in the first half as Eddie hits the first one. He's got 10 points. 30-18 McDonald. Regis had it to 7 at 25-18. McDonald pushing it back to 12 now. Second one is good.
Got it.
Guy's a walking shooting clinic, I'll tell you. 31-18 McDonald.
I think Eddie's got 14, Mark.
Okay.
Hit that three there in the first half here. Nice steal by Cannon.
And there's another Regis turnover. And Huss almost traveled in the paint. Works it off Galvez for two more. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that he had another three in this half, right? You're saying so. 14 for Eddie Goodwin. Thanks, Mark. 33-18 Max by 15. And is that their biggest lead of the night? It is.
Timeout.
And a timeout, Regis. So Regis, after asserting themselves and cutting it to 7, sees the lead go back to 15 as McDonald on an 8-0 run with 12:59 left in regulation on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
33-18 Max. Nice job asserting themselves on this 8-0 run, Mark Maloney.
Yes, and again, Regis in the man-to-man defense, and I think McDonald's going to figure that out. and open things up again.
All right, and so the Ramblers now on the outside, Jaron Payne. Payne faking a three-pointer, bounce down low, Krogman. Krogman, right side of the lane. Again, Payne, he'll drive inside the free throw line, misses a runner, gets his own rebound. In traffic, 2-3, McDonald Max. Oh, a follow-up shot, no good. Missed that time by David Ricciardi, a 6'4 sophomore. And the Max get it back, trying to build on that 15-point lead. Mittermeier, right side, gets it off to Grant Smisky, who's checked in there. Cannon Huss, oh. Two more for Huss.
Again, just physically outplaying his man.
So many low post baskets for him. He just continues to pile them up. Too much strength and determination. And taking it into the lane, and Payne, Jaron Payne, for his first two-point field goal, and he's got a total of 9 on the night. Into the forecourt, Eddie Mittermeier, 11:50 left in the second half. Max up by 15. Ooh. Mittermeier, a long three.
Oh,
no good.
In and out.
Battles out. Yeah, rebound Galvez. Turn around off the back iron. No. Rebound down to Krogman. Here comes Regis. Trying to cut that 15-point McDonald edge. Shot in the left corner is off the mark. No good for Owen Weissenberger. Mittermeier now. 11:25 left second half. McDonald, 15-point lead. Looking to go to 6-0, 1-0 in the conference. Huss going to drive it into the lane. Say,
Oh, boy.
He was driving, and then there was some contact.
Yeah.
And called for a travel. So, all right. McDonald, 7th turnover to 10 for Regis. Galvez will check out. McDonald with Smisky. And also you've got Asher Rozowski. Eddie Mittermeier, also new into the game, is 20, Carter Stelter.
Yep.
Along with Cannon Huss. Carter, a 6-foot senior. Regis just short of the timeline. Payne across it. Breaks it. They work it. Over to the left side. There's the shot up and off the mark by the freshman, Blake Ristler. And went to Weissenberger. Owen Weissenberger, the sophomore, ends up getting the rebound basket. So 35-22, McDonald by 13. Cannon Huss driving into the lane. Player knocks down Krogman. And a blocking foul called. Oohs and ahs from the Regis side of things. As Krogman getting his second personal.
Yep.
10:44 left in this second half. McDonald has led by as many as 17. They lead it now by 13. Inbounds to right side. Huss, they work it around on the outside. Max, Eddie Mittermeier, screen. Back, Huss, three-pointer on the way. Oh. Off the mark, no. Rebound, fought for Max. And
that
is between Cooper Dykes of Regis and Carter Stelter of McDonald, and it'll be Regis basketball with 10:32 left in this second half. Let me tell you, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 35-22 McDonald. Second half, stick around for a post-glass and mirror post-game show after the game, capping off our doubleheader. Girls high school hockey earlier, the ECA Stars skating past CFM 2-1. Junior varsity hoops here earlier. Regis won that one 56-40 over McDonald. Missed shot that time by Brickner. Max come away with it. Eddie Mittermeier on the far side. Inside of 10 minutes now. Max bring it left to right. Right side off to Grant Smisky. Cannon Huss. Huss again inside outside. Talent superior. And missing the
another
shot again.
Great it's rebound by Carter.
Carter, same two guys, Carter Stelzer and Cooper Dykes. I think it was those two before.
Yes.
This time McDonald's going to get the arrow as Miles Flanagan, the 6'3 junior, will check in to give Cannon a bit of a rest.
Yeah. Carter's doing a great job fighting for that ball. He's getting a good rebound, good position.
Yeah, Huss with 15 points and a timeout, Regis, to talk about it. 9:46 left in the half. Back in a moment, WDOGO.
Wait. Nope. No timeout.
Okay, no timeout. What was that?
They called an illegal screen, I think.
On McDonald?
On 5.
Huh.
I thought I saw it. Yep.
And it's just, and he gets a, is that a, that's a foul.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a personal foul.
So Grant getting the foul on that one, and that's his first. And for McDonald, they're fifth as a team. No, they're second as a team. And Regis has 5. with that extra aggressiveness that led to more fouls. Krogman, left baseline, gets double team, bounce pass along the baseline, shot up and good by Owen Weissenberger. Yeah. So the 5'10 sophomore starting to heat up as he's got a three-pointer there, and he's got himself 10 points, Mark.
Yep, he's doing...
Yeah, he's doing a good job. And Connor Miller yelling instructions to his Ramblers. They've cut the 17-point lead to 10. It was 35-18, a 7-0 Rambler run at the moment. And Eddie on the right side gets it to Stelter. They're working around on the outside. Grant Smisky again. Huss on the bench. He does so much for this McDonald team. Stelter head of the wheel. On top, Rozowski. Asher bringing it right wing. Picks up his dribble. Miles Flanagan hands it off. Eddie Mittermeier.
Oh, and another illegal screen by Miles.
Wow. What's he doing wrong?
Well, that time he just kind of shouldered. He let his shoulder into him when Eddie came around. And he would just stand still and let the guy run into him, but he kind of...
So it's Flanagan's second personal, 13, yeah. But the second straight time McDonald's again called for an yeah. illegal screen, different players.
Yeah. They just got to stand still a little bit longer and not lean in.
Into the right corner. The max nice steal by Eddie Mittermeier. 11-3, just turnover. Here comes Eddie. He'll dish in the fast break. Smisky for
yes.
two. And the max go up 37-25. And there's a highlight for our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show as the max go up by 12. And now Ramblers trying to set an almost a steal for Misfelt. And there's the shot by Brickner on the runner. No good. And the rebound comes away to Miles Flanagan. Max up 12, 8 minutes left in the second half. Looking to pull off a win on the Ramblers' home court. McDonald, the second-ranked D5 team in the state at 5-0, looking to go 6-0 and 1-0 in conference. On top, Smisky. Smisky passes back in for three. Cannon Ooh. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Brickner.
Right on line, but a little short.
Yeah. Low-scoring game, though. Boy, we had that 83-65 the other night. This one, different contest, right?
Yes.
Just like football, you don't know if it's going to be a high score. Well, usually eight-man's going to be high scoring, isn't it?
Yeah. But Regis doesn't have a big man in the middle like Colfax did.
Yeah. McDonald with the 2-3 zone at the moment. And Miles Flanagan in the middle down low. They're working around. Again, deliberate possessions by Regis. Working it around on the left side to Cooper Dykes. They find Krogman. And they're going to throw it away, intended for Brickner. And that's going to be Regis's 12th turnover unofficially. Max get it back with 7:08 to go, up 12. And Adam Schilling wants a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. All right, Max Basketball, up 12, 7 minutes to go. Cannon Huss, Grant Smisky, Eddie Mittermeier. You've got Aiden Misfelt and Huss, and you got Miles Flanagan out there for Coach Adam Schilling. 6:50 to play. Had a lot of deliberate possessions here tonight. Huss thinking about the three. He'll penetrate into the paint, kick it out to Smisky. Is this the delay game, Mark, do you think?
I don't think so. I think...
Not full-fledged, at least, but they're taking their time, looking for a good shot. And they've been... Both teams have been doing that all night. That's why it's 37-25. Mittermeier, every point is huge in this one. Cannon Huss, the bomb off the rim, no good. He's about 0 for 3 on the three-pointers in recent times. Misfeld had it. He found Huss cutting, whistle, and a out of bounds to McDonald with 6:21 to go.
Got crowded in that middle really fast.
Yeah.
Tried to thread it through there, but Cannon kind of mishandled it, but it might have went off of a couple of legs.
And Aiden Misfeld to get it in for the Max, 6:21, up by 12. And again, such a low-scoring game, that's a bigger lead than it might be in a higher-scoring contest. Smisky on the outside, on the left baseline, cross-court pass to Misfeld. He'll penetrate into the paint, dish it off to Flanagan, in traffic, puts it off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, good job by Aiden Misfeld. And out of there with it, Smisky on the right baseline, he finds Misfeld. Good offensive rebounding by McDonald. Aiden Misfeld rebounding above his 5'11 height mark.
Yes. He's a good fighter underneath there.
Grant Smisky on top to Huss. Huss into the paint, backing down. Again, McDonald, there's the drive by Misfeld. No good. Whistle, and it's going to be Regis basketball, and a McDonald foul goes Flanagan, his third. So it stops the clock with 5:56, and again, Regis with the basketball, taking it into the forecourt.
Just under 6 minutes.
Yep. But again, very deliberate possessions. You wonder if they'll pick it up here. I mean, they're down by 12 points. 5:45 to go. Ramblers on the outside. Weissenberger, he's got 10 of their 25, the sophomore, going along with Jaron. There's the shot by Jaron Payne. He swishes a three, and it's a nine-point game. They needed four threes to tie, and Payne gets his third of the night. He had two earlier in the first half. McDonald up by nine with the basketball. Misfeld on top to Cannon. Huss, whistle, and a foul on Brickner, who lost position and ran into him. And that's his third personal with 5:18 to go. And the fifth team foul, or the sixth on Regis. Sixth on Regis as a team. And it's on 12, Brickner.
Puts McDonald the bonus on the next.
Yep, next time, right? And McDonald has just the four fouls. In the backcourt, they'll get it off to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper, the 5'10", 5'9 sophomore. And number one, Aiden Misfeld. On top, Cooper. On top to get it to Galvez. Working around left side to Aiden Misfeld. Penetrating, left side of the free throw. Down low, Cannon. Hussey wants it against the double team. Whistle and knocked out of bounds.
He's fighting down there to try to draw the foul.
Right, and they're doing a good job against him, I think.
Yes, they double teamed him that time.
Yeah, the best they have all night. And McDonald on the inbounds into the left corner to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie works it around right side to Aiden Misfeld. Inside of 4:50 left, McDonald with the ball in a nine-point lead, going left to right. On top, Galvez. Galvez to Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie working it to Misfeld. Misfeld bounce on top to Cannon Huss. He finds a cutting Eddie Mittermeier.
Got it.
It in. And McDonald goes up 39-28 with inside of 4.5 to go.
Again, good look by Cannon.
Yeah, that was a good job. It chewed up time, and then McDonald comes up with a steal at the other end. Cooper Mittermeier, it's a possession arrow call, and the arrow apparently is going to stay Regis basketball with 4:17 to go.
Yep.
Right. 4:17 left. Time for me to tell you that at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Stick around later. We've got the post-glass and mirror post-game show. Three-point attempt. Weissenberger, no good. Fighting for the rebound. McDonald comes away with it. Aiden Misfeld. Aiden in the backcourt and trying to steal it away from him. We got a scrum on the floor. Krogman and Misfeld.
Called
and a timeout called by Adam Schilling.
Full timeout.
Yeah, with 3:54 to go, McDonald able to survive that pressure. We're back in a moment on and 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Game two of our girls hockey, boys basketball doubleheader earlier. The ECA Stars skating past CFM 2-1 in an exciting girls hockey contest. We've got more hockey Thursday night. Chippewa Falls skating at Hobbs against Eau Claire North, 6:40 pregame.
Oh, my goodness. I think they're just calling Aiden Misfeld for an illegal screen.
Wow. So the Mac's trying to bring it in against pressure, and Aiden's going to get the third illegal screen on the Mac's all in the second half. And three different players, Mark.
I didn't quite see that. I didn't notice that at all. They said he stuck his knee out.
All right, so Regis gets it back, down by 11. Down low, there's a good block from behind. Galvez sticking the sophomore Ricciardi. And good job there by Galvez, the senior there at 6'5 for McDonald. Cannon Huss, good ball handler at 6'3 out on top, working on Krogman, and they're
there
trying to take it away as Misfeld had a whistle and a foul with 3:31 to play.
Put Aiden at the line, shooting a bonus.
Mm-hmm. And the foul goes on
Payne.
Yeah, the third one on Payne tonight. And the seventh team foul, and let's check as Misfeld from the free throw line, a 78% free throw shooter.
Got it.
Hits the first one. Aiden's first one from the line tonight, and he's got 4 points. He had a three-pointer earlier.
Yep.
40-28 McDonald, looking to go to 6-0. Earning that. And Wausau Newman continues to be the number one team.
Oh, yeah.
And we know about what they all offer and potential collision for the McDonald with them. Who knows in the postseason, huh? And second free throw no good from Misfeld. But you never know, right, in any sport in terms of, you know, staying healthy and everything that goes with that. Missed shot from long range for the Ramblers by the freshman, Blake Ristler. McDonald out of there with it. Huss now into the forecourt. Down low, Galvez. And back through the legs of Aiden Misfeld and into the backcourt. And it'll be over and back for McDonald. Ninth turnover compared to 12 for Regis, but the Macs in charge 40-28 with 3:06 to play. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. All right, Ramblers with the ball. Looking to get it in. And they do. Working around, there's Ristler, the freshman, in the paint. He'll take it and airball it. Again, he's young, but they wouldn't have him on varsity as a freshman if he couldn't play. And it takes a lot of confidence to be a freshman shooting on varsity,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just a little surprised that Keegan Galvez, that when he gets that ball down low, that he doesn't take that to the rack.
Hmm.
He always kind of looks to kick it out.
I think it's a confidence thing, though.
He's a big, strong kid, too.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a reach-in foul.
And Cannon Huss in the backcourt with 2:57. So still a lot of time, but maybe an ill-advised reach-in. I don't know. As it goes on Krogman,
yeah,
his third with, again, Max up by 12. And we told you before, Huss has been to the line tonight. Came in at 75% free throw shooter. He's been 2-for-4 tonight. First one is good.
Got it.
I think, 16 points? I think something like that. The way that they've got this stat sheet, it's a little tougher. And
yes.
It's not my dream stat sheet, but okay, it is. And the second one is good. So I think unofficially 17 for Huss on the night. McDonald by 14. They led by as many as 17. Brickner working it to Cooper Dykes. Get it back outside to Jaron Payne. Now Brickner with 2:40 to go. Josh Brickner, the 5'8 senior. Krogman down low, falling down, and a foul's going to be called, but it looked like he was falling of his own lack of, you know, his own volition, if you will. And he'll go to the free throw line. 2:35 to go. McDonald up 14. The Macs have been in charge throughout. Nice green tennis shoes for a Regis player there, for Krogman. first one. It was in there, and it came out for him. So he's 0 for 3 from the line tonight.
Aiden Misfelt's talking to the ref and trying to figure out, why are you calling that foul on me?
Second one from Krogman is good. 42-29, McDonald by 13, and the full court press, and the Ramblers commit the foul. Well, they're not going to let McDonald get out of here easy, huh?
Yeah.
Every time they touch it, they're going to almost go for the steal or foul him right away with still 2:33 to play.
That was Krogman's fourth, so I don't know how much reaching he's going to be doing.
Right. And Cannon Huss back to the line where he knocked in a couple of them a moment ago. 18. Well, his average is right around 21, Mark, so he's pretty close to it.
Yes.
43-29, Max. Game two of our doubleheader. His ECA star skating past CFM earlier, 2-1. Second free throw. Well, I think Cannon Huss has found his place at the line. I don't think you want to be fouling him.
No.
He's got 19 points now.
2.5 minutes left.
Ramblers now, they've had a deliberate offense all night. Hard to really crank up the speed. They need 5 3-pointers just to tie. Boy, McDonald's got to love that defensively, holding Regis to 29. I don't know if they can keep him under 30 here before it's over. Probably not, but that is impressive. And a whistle and a foul.
Cooper.
Cooper Mittermeier. Post-class and mirror post-game show to follow this one tonight, which is leading to be a McDonald victory. 2:11 to play. And Krogman back to the line. First one up and got it. So after missing his first three free throws, he's hit his last couple. And Asher Rozowski will check in for Galvez. 44-30 McDonald, so Regis has reached the 30 mark. Second free throw, Krogman, no good. Rebound falling down for the Max, Aiden Misfelt, and out of there. Eddie Mittermeier. Eddie's going to race it down the floor, lay it up, and in. Good
Got
job
it.
By Eddie with 2 minutes to go. Two more for Eddie. His first two-point field goal on the night.
I think I got him for a second.
Okay. Now working around on the outside. There's the three-point attempt, Ooh. And Payne found the sweet spot from long range, and he's got 4 3-pointers now. Max against the pressure. Mittermeier in the backcourt. Double team. Gets it off to Misfelt. Misfelt down to Cooper Mittermeier. 1:35 to go in second half. And Huss misses a drive down low. Regis out of there with it, down by 13. Payne into the forecourt. Far side, out of bounds. To Regis with 1:25 to go. Keegan Galvez will check back in for Rozowski for Adam Schilling.
Minute 25 on the clock.
Yep. Ramblers, three-point attempt from long range. There it is. Good touch that time by the sophomore, Owen Weisenberger. He's got 13 points now, and a good showing for him. Bright spot of the future for the Ramblers. Ahead, they'll get it to Misfelt now. Just over a minute to go. Eddie Mittermeier picked up defensively by Brickner. And to the right corner, Galvez, and a foul with 57 seconds left. As the Ramblers have put McDonald in the double bonus, and the foul goes on Cooper Dykes, his third. And again, once you get to 10, they just leave it at 10 on the scoreboard.
Yep.
And the 6'5 senior, Galvez, misses the first one. Keegan came in here a 50% free throw shooter. He'll get another try. Missed a couple tonight. Next one is good. 47-36 McDonald. Final minute to go. 50 seconds left from Regis. The Ramblers trailing by 11. Deflected pass by Galvez. Right baseline. And another good touch that time by the sophomore Weisenberger.
Time out, Regis.
He's got 15. Regis still fighting. Down 9. We're back
full time out
in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
All right, 47-38, McDonald leading by 9, and they've got the basketball. Regis still fighting, Mark Maloney.
Yes, they're not giving up.
And now Cannon Huss across the timeline. The Macs bring it down, kick it to the left corner to Galvez. Deflected, out of bounds. Macs will reload.
They're just going to try and burn this clock up a little bit, make them foul.
And Cannon Huss on the far side to inbound it. Again, keep your eye on the clock. 35.6 remaining. Whistle and a foul. And Aiden Misfeld to the free throw line here in the double bonus. Misfeld, a 78% free throw shooter. And 1-for-2 on the night. 47-38 McDonald looking to go to 6-0. First one is off the mark. No. Misfeld, third leading scorer on the team. 4 points tonight. One of three scorers in the double figures for the Macs. And gets to 5 there. Final 30 seconds for the Ramblers. Brickner, bounce pass. They work it outside. Payne, three-pointer off the back iron. No. Rebound Ramblers. Krogman, Brickner, left baseline back inside. Missing the shot. 22 Cooper Dykes out of bounds. 17 and a half seconds. The Macs get it.
See if they're still going to go after him. 10 point down. 17 seconds on the clock.
Full court press. Eddie Mittermeier in the backcourt. And is going to save it to Huss at midcourt. Huss across the timeline. Final 10 seconds now. He gets fouled. And a foul goes on
Payne.
Payne, yeah, Jaron Payne.
It's his fourth.
Mm-hmm. 9.6 seconds to play. Stick around for the post-class and mirror post-game show. We've got stats and highlights and hopefully hear from head coach Adam Schilling. It's McDonald looking to go to 6-0. Free throw is good for Huss. And he's been hitting all of his free throws of late here.
Yes.
49-38 McDonald make it still 49-38 as I... Hopefully I didn't jinx him by saying, well, I'm just telling you the facts. Three-point attempt missed by the sophomore Weisenberger, and that'll do it. Huss gets the rebound, and this game is in the books. McDonald wins it 49-38 to go to 6-0, 1-0 in the conference. We're back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
The Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror and Chippewa Falls quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. And Mark, the Macs go to 6-0, 1-0 in the conference, and it's always sweet to beat Regis.
Yes, it is. You know, and that's, again, you know, credit Regis for fighting hard. Again, you can see the rust was a little bit there, you know, again, with those guys getting some late starts. And, you know, I was going to make a comment, Mark, that what I noticed that Regis kind of missed is the big play of Xander Rockow in the middle, who's didn't go out for football or basketball this year, probably to concentrate on his football stuff, because I think he's going over to the University of Minnesota to play football. Mm. So he probably, you know, took that time off and probably hitting the weight room really hard and improving his quickness or whatever he needs to do for football. But that was a big player that Regis, you know, missed in the middle there.
Sure.
So, again, credit the kids for playing out there for Regis. You know, the Payne
right.
did whatever he could to keep him in the game. And the same with Grogman.
Unofficially, we had 12 turnovers for Regis, 9 for the Macs. And scoring-wise for the Ramblers tonight, I was down, missing one basket, but I had 15 points for Owen Weisenberger. Tell you what, that 5'10 sophomore, he really came out in the second half.
He did.
Yeah. And Jaron Payne is the 5'10 senior. He had 15 points, including 4 threes. Also had Krogman finishing with 4 and Brickner with 2. So I was down. But how about the Max in scoring?
And here's who I got for McDonald. I had Aiden Misfeld for 5, Eddie Mittemeyer with 18, Grant Smiski got 2. Going down to Keegan Galvez had 3. Jordan Sikora had 2. And then Cannon Huss finished it off with 19.
Yeah.
So, again, the top, you know, with the Eddie Mittemeyer and Cannon Huss there with the leading scores.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I mean, those were the two big scores from Saturday night, too.
Right.
And that's going to be typical throughout the year.
Right.
So, again, great play there. And, again, I think another one of their better shooters is Aiden Misfeld, and
right.
It's just going to take him a little bit to come on, and I see Coach coming down the hallway here, so we'll get a word from Coach Adam Schilling here.
All right.
On a great win.
Great. All right, Coach Schilling, we'll put the headset on, and Mark, I'll give you this microphone here as well. All right, so Coach Schilling, congratulations on a nice win. You go to 6-0, 1-0 in the conference. Your thoughts?
It was good. We told the guys after the game to be able to win a game on the defensive end. I think first couple of games we were scoring quite a bit, and in practice we were talking about how we're not going to score 75 every game. We're going to have to be able to play some defense, and that and rebounding I think really kind of got us over the edge tonight.
Yeah, and I think zone defense did a great job out there tonight, Coach.
Yeah, they were really active, especially when they're looking for threes, and we're sitting in a 2-3 zone. We cover up the three-point line pretty well, making them pass the ball around. So I think we work a lot on our rotations and talking on defense, and the guys did a really good job tonight with that.
And hitting shots, too. I mean, Regis came out right away. They put you down 3-0, but you guys were able to answer right away, get the lead, and keep the lead.
Yeah, they really picked up their pressure in the second half, and I thought we handled that pretty well. Limited our turnovers, which is something we're also working on. So just be able to, hold the lead the majority of the game and just, they're going to make a run and be able to answer their runs as big.
And again, Eddie Regis go playing zone in the first half. Eddie opens up for a lot of good looks, and then they went man in the second half, kind of shut him down a little bit. But then Cannon took over in the middle there and did a nice job.
Yeah, we got a really good balance. I think Aiden Misfeld made some nice plays, too, down the stretch when we needed him on offense. And, again, just a lot of good passing. I think Eddie got a lot of good shots early off some good skip passes. So we had a lot of good passing, and just hitting open shots is big.
So you go to 6-0, and it's important to handle success. And so getting this team ready for Friday night, right?
Yes, yep. Friday is another road game, and we finally get a home game on Monday. So we're looking forward to that, but... we talked in the locker room how there's really no gimmies in this conference, so every night's going to be a battle, and we got to be ready to go again Friday night.
I don't have the schedule in front of me. Friday night's opponent is?
Osseo Fairchild.
Okay.
We're over there.
So. Very good. We'll see you next week. I know a couple of games, so we wish you the best, Coach.
Great. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you. Glad to be here tonight. All right. Head Coach Adam Schilling, congratulations on the win as McDonald takes him down. We've got the highlights. Stick around for that coming next on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
A max win tonight, 49-38, game two of our high school sports doubleheader. Earlier, it was the ECA Stars skating past CFM 2-1 in girls hockey. But let's bring in some of the highlights now. Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney. These are four from the first half, two from the second half. Let's give it a listen on WOGO. Down the floor. There's Mittermeier, left corner. Got Oof. It. See? 4-3.
That tells me he's going to feel it right off the bat.
It's going to show.
And the Max will take over, leading at 6-3. And again, they were down 3-0. So McDonald on a 6-0 surge at the moment. Into the forecourt, the pass from Misfelt, the corner to Mittermeier. Mittermeier's pass on top to Misfelt. Back to Eddie. Fast Eddie from the left corner. Got it. Two in a row. 9-3.
A lot of speed.
Forecourt. Max bringing it right to left against the Regis defense here. Looks like a 2-1-2. Yeah. Working around Misfeld on the left side. Down low is Cannon Huss. Right side, Sikora. Down low to Huss. He gets double teamed. One dribble. Like a man. Yes. Like a man among boys. Cannon Huss.
That was a mismatch there, and he knew it.
He is just authoritative, you know?
And a steal by Eddie.
Fast Eddie on the fast break. Sakura's going to lay it in. Nice. And the Max go up 21-9. Those are your first half highlights. Let's take it to the second half where we secured a couple of highlights as well.
In the second half.
Galvez on top. Mittermeier open for a long three. Got
it.
My
Eddie
goodness. Mittermeier makes it 28-18 McDonald.
Yep, he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. And Connor Miller yelling instructions to his Ramblers. They've cut the 17-point lead to 10. It was 35-18, a 7-0 Rambler run at the moment. And Eddie on the right side gets it to Stelter. They're working around on the outside. Grant Smisky again. Huss on the bench. He does so much for this McDonald team. Stelter head of the wheel. On top, Rozowski. Asher bringing it right wing. Picks up his dribble. Miles Flanagan hands it off. Eddie Mittermeier.
Oh, and another illegal screen by Miles.
I think I had that highlight wrong. That would not be the desired.
We had to get Miles a little.
There
little
we go.
Action.
There we go. All right. Well, 49-38. The Max win it. We'll check the WOGO sports calendar and final words coming up.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank.
delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
.48 your final. McDonald over Regis. Regis goes to 0-2, 0-1 in the conference. McDonald goes to 6-0 and 1-0 in the conference. McDonald, the second-ranked D5 team in the state. And next up for them, coming up, they'll be at Osseo Fairchild on Friday night. Meanwhile, Regis is going to be at Bloomer. But recapping the evening earlier here, JV basketball, Regis won that game 56-40. The first of our two games tonight, girls high school hockey, it was the ECA Stars skating past CFM by a final score of 2-1. We'll get the podcast of both this and that hockey contest up tomorrow at WOGO.com. But quickly checking the WOGO Sports calendar before we get out of here, and I think we're the last ones in the building, Mark. It is dark here. But I tell you, tomorrow, actually on Thursday, we'll take a break tomorrow, but Greg Stewart and company back at it Thursday at Hobbs, a great one, Chippewa Falls at Eau Claire North. That Chahai hockey team's been skating very well, very impressive so far this year. Then on Friday, it's Chahai boys and hosting Hudson Big Rivers Conference basketball, projected 6:55 start time. And a busy set next week, very McDonald-oriented. Monday, the boys at home against Flambeau, looking for a 6:55 start time. Tuesday, the girls at home against Bloomer, projected 6:55 start time. And how about Thursday, December 22nd, the last one before Christmas, a good one at Bloomer, the McDonald boys. That's going to be a great Cloverbelt Conference game.
Yes, it always is at Bloomer. That'll be a good game. And the girls game, I think, will be a great game against Bloomer also. So looking for a good week of basketball.
That's right. Again, the Macs win it, 49-38. Our thanks to Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studio. For Mark Maloney, I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tell your friends about the high school sports coverage on WOGO Sports. Drive safely. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO. Your sports.